It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. In October 2017, a Las Vegas gunman used assault rifles modified with bump stocks to kill 58 people and wound hundreds more. Since then, there have been numerous calls to regulate bump stocks on the federal level, and President Trump says that a ban is coming soon. We'll start the morning with a look at the legal status and availability of these devices. One year after the nation's deadliest mass shooting, Alex Yablon is reporter at The Trace, a nonprofit news organization covering guns and gun violence. His recent piece there is called One Year After Las Vegas, a new Texas company is selling bump stocks.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks, Alex. Remind us what a bump stock is.
So a bump stock is a really pretty simple little invention. It's basically a piece of plastic that replaces the standard stock that goes on the back of a rifle that a rifle owner would use to steady a weapon against their shoulder when they aim. But what's different about a bump stock is that it sort of allows the rifle to rattle back and forth along a rail after each round is fired, using the force of the recoil. And if the shooter applies some forward pressure on the body of the gun, the bouncing motion created by each round going off and going back and forth on that rail will then bounce the trigger back into the shooter's finger, allowing the shooter to pull the trigger a lot faster than they would normally, with a conventional semi-automatic weapon. So it's basically an accessory that allows a gun owner to mimic fully automatic machine gun like fire with a semi-automatic weapon.
And so how many rounds a minute can you shoot with one of these bump stock equipped rifles?
It kind of depends on the shooter and how experienced they are with it, but I've seen estimates as high as 900 rounds a minute, which is identical to an actual machine gun.
And how did the bump stock tie into the Las Vegas shooting of a year ago?
So basically, the shooter equipped a number of AR-15s with these bump stocks, and from his vantage point in a hotel on the Las Vegas Strip overlooking this Route 91 Harvest Festival, he was able to fire an enormous number of rounds down into this crowd, far more than he would have been able to if he'd had to pull the trigger in a conventional way, for every shot. He was basically raining machine gun fire down on this crowd, and that's what made it so uniquely deadly. I mean, we've seen obviously horrifying mass shootings before in this country, but we've never seen one with hundreds and hundreds of people shot as we did in this case.
So in the days and weeks after the shooting, calls for legislation to ban bump stocks. Did anything come of that? And what's the current legal status of these devices?
At the state level, a number of states took action legislatively to ban these devices. It's up to 8 states now that have laws on the books banning bump stocks. But at the federal level, there was a kind of political procedural debate among Republicans about how best to address these things. No one was really willing to defend their use, their unregulated use, but there was a lot of debate among Republicans between the White House and the National Rifle Association about the best way to do that. A lot of people felt that the way the law is written now, the regulations that for the most part prohibit much civilian ownership of machine guns didn't apply to bump stocks. In fact, that's the whole point of bump stocks, is they kind of exploit this loophole in the way that the law describes machine guns, so that even though they shoot as fast as machine guns, they're not technically machine guns. A number of ATF officials said that you'd have to rewrite the law to ban them, but the Trump administration instead, taking the advice of the National Rifle Association, began what's called a rule change. So basically just adjusting the regulation through public comment and stuff like that to decide that existing law does apply to these things. So in a few months, they should be banned.
President Trump says a ban on bump stocks is coming, and the president actually addressed this issue with reporters yesterday.
Rules and regulations in this country are really tough, even for something like that. So we're knocking out bump stocks. I've told the NRA, I've told it, bump stocks are gone. But to do it, you have to go to public hearings, which we've had. You have to go through all sorts of regulatory control systems. And we are in the final couple of weeks.
So, Alex, as far as you know, how difficult is it to get the kind of rule change that we're talking about here off the ground?
Well, I mean, they're in the final stages of it now, according to a report from NBC News yesterday. They've gone through, drafting a rule, a public comment period that began in March and ended in June. But it's tedious, you know. It's taken. It'll take basically about a year from the announcement that they that the administration was going to go ahead with this rule change. And a legislative approach, you know, if Congress passed a law to do this, could have taken effect almost instantly.
Alex Jablon is a reporter at The Trace, a nonprofit news organization covering guns and gun violence. I want to turn to the piece you recently wrote for The Trace, in which you find a connection between a former bump stock manufacturer and an arms dealer that appears to be selling the manufacturer's remaining supply. What's going on there?
Right. So the manufacturer of the bump stock that the Las Vegas shooter used is called Slidefire. They're the most prominent of the small number of bump stock makers. And, several months after the Las Vegas shooting, they announced that they were going to shut down completely. They were not going to take any new orders. Basically, they read the writing on the wall with the regulation. They were being sued in a class action lawsuit by victims and families of victims of the Las Vegas shooting. And so they said, we're closing up shop. But then a few months later, they sent out a note to their mailing list saying there's another company called RW Arms, which is a Fort Worth, Texas-based firearms parts dealer that will be selling their remaining inventory. So RW Arms is still selling bump stocks for now, even though the federal government is on the verge of banning them. And my reporting suggested that actually RW is being run by a former Slidefire employee. So there are clearly some kind of close ties between this new bump stock seller and the original manufacturer.
Alex, we are going to be watching this story, and hopefully we can talk to you again on this as new developments happen. Appreciate you joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me on.
Alex Jablon is a reporter at The Trace, a nonprofit news organization covering guns and gun violence. His recent piece there is titled, 1 Year After Las Vegas, a New Texas Company is Selling Bump Stocks. Coming up next, how to talk about sex education amidst the Me Too and Why I Didn't Report movements. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.